The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Voice of the people. News Talk 710 KNUS Denver. Put some attitude between your ears with Peter Boyles on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Morning, everybody. It's a Monday, the 19th of October. A better day than yesterday. Yesterday was cold outside. Today it was cold this morning coming to work, but 71 will be the high. Tomorrow, 73 and 75 on Wednesday. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. Much again has happened in this story. The Black Guns Matter agitator in Denver is Jeremiah Elliott. Spending most of my afternoon yesterday reading online and so many different sites now, it's clear and appears that this agitator is involved with Antifa. He's involved with Black Lives Matter. None of those questions have been asked by anybody in Denver TV. And matter of fact, the Channel 9 report that came was so horrible. And Channel 4 comes back with an equally horrible report, maybe a little tougher questions, which he just responds no comment, and they drive by. But on his first two times, once on 9 and once on Channel 4, he talks about our crew, meaning the media, Channel 9, and part of his crew. So Elliott, known as the Black Guns Matter guy, is seen arguing with Lee Keltner, and seconds before Keltner shot and killed. And during that rally that results in the murder of Keltner, you see this guy again and again and again and again. And people want to know, well, who is he? And now we know from there's a guy named Joseph Camp who has video coverage. We know now that Elliott was commanding the front lines at the Denver Black Block Riot July 25 outside the Aurora Police Department. He's seen in a fight at a Bernie Sanders rally. He apparently is inside of Denver City Council when the city council was taken over. He's also with this other guy named Michael Windecker. And Windecker, according to some of my friends, is a stolen valor guy, makes some claims about things that he did that he did not do. Elliott appears to have this history of attending anti-cop protests. And many of the people say he just wasn't just a protester. Multiple people talked about, and again, Teagan was on the radio show, and Teague talked about that they shadowed the press, Channel 9 and the Denver Post photographer shadowed him. On Tucker Carlson, Teagan stated prior to the Denver shooting that weekend, he witnessed Elliott and a 9 News reporter and the shooter, Matthew Doloff, huddled. And there wasn't too tough of questions here. We said they never got out. The questions are pretty interesting. You know, did you know these people? Were you involved with them? And it never gets asked. So, and I love the part of Channel 9 interview when they asked him why he had the Black Guns Matter shirt on. He said it was hanging in my closet. Well, he said, I was just downtown. Why'd you have this? I was in the closet. You know, that's the some dude defense. Some dude. And there's no question, at least in my mind, that Elliott has a history of attending these things. And, well, Stefan's there. But the 9 News, let's let it go. Ladies and gentlemen, please say good morning. Welcome home for him. Stefan Tubbs, afternoons here on 710 KNUS. My boy, good morning. Thanks, man.
Good morning, Pete.
Here we go. We're going to play the Channel 4 report. And to look for when he says, he's talking about the collective, him and Channel 9, is he not?
Sure seems that way. And how you could not go, wait. This is the second time that I have heard, if I'm the reporter, this is the second time that you have said, my team or our news company or our news team. What do you mean by that? How you do not follow up with that. But in this Channel 4 story, you make a point of saying he was wearing a bulletproof vest.
Mm-hmm. That was laughable.
Pete, I mean, it's just like, I mean, you know, there's journalism 101. And I mean, what do you mean? Our news company.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's play it, and then we'll come back and we'll speak. This is Channel 4 under 5 o'clock last night. The one and only Jeremiah Elliott and Channel 4. Billy, if you would.
This is still leaving many questions unanswered. Most importantly, how this verbal altercation began between Jeremiah Elliott, who appeared to be alone, and the group that Lee Keltner was with.
It was an entirely peaceful rally until the shooting victim decided to do an assault against me and our news company, and that's what it is.
Many of the videos posted online begin here, showing an incident in progress between Jeremiah Elliott and Lee Keltner.
I was out there expressing my opinion, and people chose to assault me. They chose to draw weapons. They chose to have a conversation with me. They're choosing to continue to have a conversation, and I'm not going to give up my beliefs. I'm willing to die for what I believe in.
Elliott says he's now received death threats, and his personal life has been spread online. During our interview, he was wearing a bulletproof vest.
There's a lot of right-wingers and, you know, biker gangs talking about assaults on me, so I'm taking all the security precautions. I keep armed security with me at all times. I have several security teams.
Elliott claims to be a registered Republican and says he isn't associated with either right or left-wing sides that gathered last weekend. But we've seen an altercation before. It's believed he was involved in this fight at a Bernie Sanders rally in February. We asked him about it today.
No comment.
But he believes he was a victim of racism in this incident.
People can call me an agitator and say that I was, you know, anticipating a fight, but I was expressing my beliefs. I never made any threats to anyone. I didn't bring any weapons.
In another video posted online, it appears to show Elliott celebrating the death of Keltner. When we asked him about that, he said he had no comment.
How close can we play the 9 with Billy? Do we got to do it? Okay, this is Channel 9, and listen to him claim the 9 News team. This is probably, well, not probably, this is the worst interview ever conducted. And it's he's in here from, he's from our sister station, WFAA in Dallas. He's covering this because, well, you can't trust Channel 9. Billy, if you would.
How are you doing, man?
I've been getting a lot of threats from far right-leaning groups since this event occurred. People are trying to identify where I live. They're trying to identify past employers. People are posting things on Twitter calling me a terrorist and a leader of Antifa and BLM. You know, people are shouting things at me in public. So, you know, it's pretty tiring times.
People are shouting things at you in public, like if you go out?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have recognized me. There's, you know, a lot of stuff posting around on social media. There's a lot of different groups who are, you know, saying I'm responsible and I'm some sort of crisis actor and that it was staged with Denver 9 and that I knew the shooter and that you guys were interviewing me earlier in the day and we were walking around together and there's all these, you know, conspiracy theories and hate mail that I'm getting and threats.
Apparently are true. All right. We go back to Stefan. On two occasions now, he's claiming hours. Steph, what do you do with that?
Maybe we need a third interview.
Yeah.
And Mr. Elliott or any of your cronies, if you're listening, you're welcome to come on my show starting at 3. We'll blow out commercials.
Yeah, well.
Let me and it'll be even safer. You won't need a bulletproof vest because you'll be via the telephone.
Oh, he's not coming.
If anybody, Pete, is buying any of this, I mean, the Rockies are going to win the World Series this year.
Stephen
it's
Tubbs
a joke.
And Peter Boyle. There was only a couple. I mean, the weak asking, the sick questioning, the lay down. Channel 9 was worse than 4. But, I mean, I came up with some questions. Were you working in any capacity with Channel 9? Were you friendly with the murderer, Matthew Doloff? There are people you know. Doloff has been identified on the internet.
Did you ever work with Doloff?
Yeah, did you ever work with Doloff as a security guard?
I mean, they're
guard?
Both security guards,
oh, yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, well, you guys over Channel 7 together that night. But
and the victim stance, I mean, it just, you know, I talked about this Thursday and Friday. Obviously, we've all been on it at the station. And you know, the fact is this guy's victim stance has made about everybody, at least listening to my show, and I'm sure yours, just almost it's vomit inducing. This guy is not a victim. You look at past, you look at what he said, you know, two Saturdays ago. He was talking about raping people
Raping two women.
He was using the N-word to a guy that's on your show. He's in my documentary film, Denver in Decay, Casper Stockham, calling him a house N-word. Mm-hmm. This guy is, I think, just slowly reaping what he has sown. And let me tell you, I mean, it's not huge breaking information right now. I still got a lot of work to do today. But I just want everybody to know, and to, again, those especially listening from KUSA television this morning, good morning, and once again, welcome to the Peter Boyle Show. Yeah. This circle is shrinking.
Yes, it is.
Between Friday and today, I can tell you from my own sources, the circle is shrinking. I don't want to oversell it yet, because I still got, like I said, I got a lot of work to do. But everybody has got to keep your eye on the prize, and that is, why hasn't there been a press release issued like unequivocally denying from Tegna and Nine News that they have zero connection
because
Jeremiah Elliott?
We both know why. Because, as they say,
that would be the first thing you do.
Of course you do, but the worm will take another turn. And by the way, why wouldn't you ask Jeremiah, why did you run away screaming? By the way, he picks up his gear right away. He's got that camo vest. He grabs his bag and he bolts from the
scene.
Seconds
later.
Yeah, and he doesn't hang around. He's an eyewitness to a murder. The man screaming, one less white supremacist, and F yeah, right in the effing dome. That's Jeremiah Elliott. He puts on his camo vest, grabs his bag, and he splits. He doesn't hang around and say, I'm an eyewitness to a murder. He runs away screaming. Those terms.
Well, thankfully, though, I mean, for what it's worth, you know, about 30 seconds after you see him celebrate in the effing dome,
right.
He's face down in the concrete.
Yeah, I know.
And was taken in for questioning.
But it wasn't like he wanted to be taken in and being questioned.
Oh, no. Yeah. Like, to your point, he did not hang around and he was not an eyewitness or, you know, offering up. Here's what happened.
Right. There's a guy, there's footage that I've seen on the internet by this guy, Joseph Camp. Elliott was commanding the front lines of a Denver Black Bloc riot July 25th outside the Aurora Police Precinct. I have people that believe that he was in part of the takeover on Denver City Council on defunding the cops. He's caught on camera leading the Antifa front lines with another guy who really is turning up by the name of Michael Windecker. And Windecker, according to my friends, is a Stolen Valor character. And Tegan was on our radio show, your radio show, and he appeared with Tucker Carlson. He said, these guys huddled. Now, I think that leads you to what you were saying. Why isn't Channel 9 saying unequivocally that there is no relationship between Doloff, between Kelly, and between their producer?
Let me just tell you one of the paths, and I don't want to go too far down it for obvious reasons you would understand.
Yeah.
I am getting closer to, well, put it this way. Again, the circle is getting smaller. The circle is shrinking.
Yeah.
And there is a probability, and I had said this before a lot of sourcing, Pete. What I think Doloff is in this is the guy with his past, the Occupy back in 2012, the tattoo, his postings on social media, this, that, and the other. He is somehow the in for Channel 9 and some investigative piece.
Yeah, no, I believe
okay?
it.
This is not something, and I've got multiple sources that at least confirm the obvious. This is not the type of story where you send an investigative unit in. This is a general assignment reporter story on a Saturday where the news is usually slow and it sucks anyway.
Who got him in?
Okay.
I mean, I know where you're headed because I've heard some of this as well. What was Elliott's purpose and intentions for infiltrating that on that day? Why didn't he? Because the cops kept these other Antifa BLM members were on the other side of the fence. One of the questions that came up, and I got a call from somebody that you and I both know, who said, how did he get inside unless he was connected to the media? Which I thought was a hell of a question.
And you're talking about Doloff or Elliot?
I'm talking about Elliot.
Because Elliot, I, to the best of my knowledge, was never inside the Patriot muster. Well,
but they were out. Were they? Which side of the fence was Channel 9's crew?
Well, Channel 9's crew, I would assume, and we'd have to ask them if they would ever be forthcoming, and they probably will never be. I'm assuming that though that they were at some point, they were allowed inside the Patriot muster, or they were allowed inside the, again, for the Black Lives Matter soup drive. Again, I think Doloff is the inside. No. I got a guy, and he's good. He's good with these people. We're going to be fine. Another thing, you know, the innocent producer, Zach Newman, the innocent 9 News producer who had his press credentials in his front left pocket, ask yourself again, friends, why he wouldn't have his press credential on.
There's a dead man laying there, and he requests to call his boss.
But first, remember, he was able, because we played the audio, you've played the audio. He gets out his station of what I understand to be a 9 News property iPhone, which really doesn't matter. But he's making sure to get it all on camera. And then that's when you hear him, you know, press, he's my security. He saved my effing life because the guy had a can of mace.
And the same thing, he said he had a hat, he had a 9 News hat, he had an ID, he had a phone, and there's a dead man laying there.
Yeah, and then he asks to call his boss, I'm telling you, Pete, the circle is shrinking. And to anyone, I know you've got, just like I do, a lot of inside people in a lot of different areas with a lot of different agencies. Your anonymity is guaranteed.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But that circle is shrinking, and we are on the right track.
You know where a lot of my help comes from, and I'm sure you're shocked to hear it, Denver police. Denver police are so over all of this, and it's happened. They know Elliot. They know Elliot. I believe that they've known Elliot from some other of his appearances in the past.
There is no doubt in my mind that Elliot has been on the radar of Colorado law enforcement. Take that for what it's worth. Did I tell you last week, I can't remember, and this is fine to say on the air, sources tell me, and I again, forgive me if I told you this last week, but that the 9 News has had a hell of a time, or at least at the beginning. Sources tell me that they had a very difficult time filling those positions, off-duty DPD, because the gig is up.
Yeah, the cops don't want
Denver
to do
police,
it.
Denver police, the cops don't want them. So I have been told that the 4 to 6, I've been told it's 6 off duty but in uniform DPD at $100 an hour each. That these are mostly new people, and somebody told me on Friday, a source said that these are new guys. .. that don't know any better.
Or need the dough. I mean, that's...
Need the dough, sure.
And so...
But who needs the dough?
Rookie, new guys.
You know, a
new
captain,
guys.
A sergeant who's been there for 20 years?
No.
Or a new guy?
New guys, sure. So, again, we're at this make-break point again. Black Guns Matter guy is unquestionably an Antifa operative. The next one is Doloff. Has Doloff, with the tattoo and his behavior, and he turns up on the internet, did they know one another? That's a hell of a question. Did the 9 News producer know that they knew each other? Did they, as Teague said, did they huddle prior to this? And those are the questions that should have been asked by the Channel 4 reporter, and certainly that out-of-town 9 News guy who came up with Stanley Garnett. I mean, this stuff is laughable, and you know, Julie Hayden said something this morning. Why don't they just shut up? But they can't. Why don't they just shut up, Stephen?
I have no idea, Pete. I mean, at the end of the day, at the end of last week, I'm thinking the same thing. And I would have just had Mark Cornetta, the general manager of Channel 9, come out a week ago today. And just right there on camera, everything's going to be lawyer approved, and read the teleprompter and say, because we are involved in this story, we will not be reporting on it at all. And then just be forthcoming and say, we're not doing it. No. We'll tell you how great the Broncos are. We'll tell you about the weather. We'll tell you where to go find your pumpkins. But we are not going to do this story.
They are not doing themselves. Well, and they're in crisis mode. We all know that. We all have friends inside of there, or friends of friends inside of there. And when they papered up the windows, I did that wise guy. They're papering up the story. And I think they papered up the windows not to protect nine from us, but protect us from nine. They have big problems. And
I know you got a break coming up. Let me just leave you with this, and I'll talk about this more starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Right now, there are people scared to death. Guess who? They are scared to death of Matthew Dolloff.
Well, you know they are. I said that.
Listen to this. Dolloff obviously is no longer being represented by public defenders.
No.
So he's got a lawyer, what I think will be a team of lawyers. Are these techno lawyers or are they outside lawyers? And if they are outside lawyers, Tegna is about to crap its pants because no one knows, Pete. No one knows from the time on Thursday that the murder in the second degree was announced to today when he's supposed to actually be officially charged. I would assume this would be at an arraignment where he may enter a plea today. I'm not sure. But what has he said over the weekend? What has he said over the last 9, 10 days?
And the same thing is true with Zach Newman. If they wanted to be transparent, as they claim to bring these people in from out of town, interview Zach Newman. Put Zach Newman on he works for you, but Zach Newman's got a really good attorney, Dan Recht. Dan Recht doesn't get out of the car for less than, I've had all these people tell me 25, they said it's a low number, 50, I've told 100, on retainer. This guy's a part-time producer. What does he make, 30, 35? Where's he getting where's he getting Dan Recht? Who's popping for Dan Recht? I got the same idea as you have. Who's popping for Dan Recht? And they're trying to get, then they hired a guy named Boyle to be the attorney for Keltner's family. I had this bozo call me this morning on it. But his job is to get the best he can for, they call him Tex Keltner's family, his widow and his children and grandchildren. And if somebody comes in, we'll give you X, Y, and Z. Here's the dough, but you sign this waiver that you don't speak. And he turns to the family, and does the family say, no, we want this out in the open? If you do, then things could change and shift. So, you know, there's that going on as well. But I'm with you. I'm told the same thing. If all of a sudden, and again, it's conceivable, this shooter decides to play, let's make a deal, because his attorney is telling him, look, how do you want to play this? And his attorney's saying you can do X amount of time, you can do Y amount of time.
Yep, exactly.
And if I'm him, I'm a young guy, you know, I know I'm doing some time, but I can't imagine, well, of course, with Beth McCann, anything's possible, but
that is the key, Peter, to this whole thing.
I agree.
I think I might have said this to you last a week ago today. Beth McCann should recuse herself from this.
No, I agree.
Bring in a special prosecutor. I don't trust anyone. And to me, friends, unless you work there, no offense, you should not trust this district attorney's office from top to bottom. I have people that tell me that office is in chaos. Mm-hmm. This is before Lee Keltner was murdered.
Sure.
So they should bring in a special prosecutor, and it should not be something determined by a bunch of DA investigators connected with the Denver Police Department. Again, no offense to our rank and file, Peter. I know our men and women know we've got their backs. It's when you start to rise up in that food chain, and I'm going to leave you with this. This is my final thing, I'm out.
Okay.
Michael Hancock in the last week has tweeted about getting his flu shot. The Broncos field goal wins. He's done CNN, and he's been proud to do that.
Not a
he's
word.
Talked about masks. He hasn't mentioned Lee Keltner's name one time.
Let that
tell you a lot.
And remember, at the scene on that terrible day, Chief Montoya standing there. Right on his left stands the one and only Paul Pazin, who should be speaking, but he isn't. He's watching. All Montoya did was try to tell the media, Antifa's not involved. Antifa's not involved. Antifa's not involved. Antifa's not involved. Antifa was involved. And Montoya.
Also, look at hypocrite Herod. Yeah. Leslie Herod called the Denver Post and pressured the newspaper to change its story.
Sure. But that's the media. But I'm talking about Paul Pazin's there with a mask on. Montoya, he wasn't talking about the murder, wasn't talking about, he was talking about there's no Antifa. We have nothing that ties us to Antifa. And in fact, Jeremiah Elliott is an Antifa commander, an Antifa general. God only knows what Doloff's role is, that they didn't see that tattoo. And that, how quickly, I mean, the guy's body's not cold yet. And they're not talking about the death of this man. They're talking about Antifa's not involved. And I looked at him and I said, Chief Montoya, come on. You know, please. You take care of yourself. We're getting
right,
closer.
Brother.
I love you, Steph. This afternoon at 3, Stephen Thompson.
All right,
man. We got open lines. 303-696-1971. We've been everywhere this morning. The Republican Party, Cory Gardner, the presidentials, what's happening, and, of course, this story here. Cowboy Moving and Storage is the recommended mover. Go to Cowboy Moving and click on customer reviews. Incredible. All the reviews that people give great ratings to these guys. But beyond that, I mean, they moved me. The owners and operators are Michael and Sherry Gale Folsom. This is family-owned, this business since 1968. Cowboy Moving and Storage. Here, this is a time where people do remodels in their home. You get all this furniture. We talk about, you know what to do with it. Call them, and they'll take it out of your home. They'll store it very carefully. When the time's right, they bring it back. Number two, you know, holidays are coming. People like to maybe put some things in storage so they keep the cool gifts away. You can do it there as well. You got a big commercial office move, they do it. Moving grandma, do it. State-of-the-art equipment, just want to move the heavy stuff. There's all kinds of different ways to look at it. However, they will come, and they'll give you an estimate. This is what it's going to cost. And if you think about you and your brother-in-law in a Ryder truck, this is, come on, moves to loads to holds and storage. Cowboy's been Colorado's recommended mover since 68. They donate a portion of everything to every move to Freedom Service Dogs, and that's way cool. Cowboymoving.com, 303-789-2200. Please, let them give you an estimate. You got all these different things going on. You're moving the office back to your house, house to the office. Grandma's moving. 303-789-2200 today.
Listen live at radio.com.
Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody. Stephen at 3, Monday, October 19th, 2020. Good old 710 KNUS. 71 the high today and 73 Tuesday, 75 on Wednesday. Our lines open. And there's groundbreaking advances. This FUE treatment from Advanced Hair Restoration, finally here in Denver. Used to be, you know, L.A. or had to go to Vegas. And you can address your receding hairline, your bald spots, and even thinning hair. Guys, I mean, it's legit. I met with Dr. Tanya Pauls and Farrah and everybody. This is run by great women. And I know it's like very kind of secret to a degree, sort of a little shame-based. You know, guys losing their hair, they talk about it. And these are highly experienced guys. This is medical breakthrough stuff, art of technology, the best of the best. Advanced FUE treatment takes about one day. Actually takes one day. It's pain-free, and your new hair starts growing the very next day. It is 100% guaranteed. We went down, Travis and I. Advanced Hair, you always receive the highest standard of care, well beyond CDC guidelines. Celebrating Advanced Hair's grand opening in Denver, get a special deal, $250 off and 250 free hair grafts. Call them right now, make the appointment. You can talk to them over the phone, if nothing else. I know it's sensitive. 720-459-HAIR is the number. 720-459-HAIR. One-day treatment, life-changing results. Your new hair is 100% guaranteed to grow. 720-459-HAIR. Visit advancedhair.com. All right, here we go. We go to Thomas on 1. Thomas, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Hey, I want to say that this Lee Keltner story is coming to a quick end. You know, Doloff is going to be sentenced. The judge is going to hit him hard because there's no remorse. He's going to be a hero among the Antifa crew and that side. And, you know, the big unfortunate is Keltner's family. I mean, the guy was a father, a grandfather, a son of somebody. And, you know, the thing is it's unfortunate, but Lee's story is going to go on the heap of the used to be.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and that's going to be it. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be two more weeks, and then it's just going to fade away.
Well, the story, with the exception of nine stepping on themselves in that goofy interview on four, seven's left the story. The Post has left the story.
Exactly.
There's the thing called the news cycle, and they want this out of the way as fast and quick as they can. But it's going to depend. I mean, if there is, and I have every reason to believe there'll be a civil trial. And that's where nine and seven and the Pinkertons yeah. are going to have some real problems. But you know, what's interesting, and again, is in the aftermath of this, or even when it went down, but the part of it that's so sad about the cops is this guy's a known Antifa militant. And how quickly, I mean, moments, there's Chief Montoya out there saying, it's not Antifa. We just want you to know it's not Antifa. We want you to know. Well, hell, Doloff has this really interesting past. He's got the Antifa tattoo on his inside of his wrist. We know, and did they not know, the role of Jeremiah Elliott? I mean, that's important. And also the relationship in with the part-time producer who's got some iffy stuff as well. How quickly they said that. I mean, I'm stunned.
It's over.
You know? Yeah, what's like?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, move along. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's over. You know, the only thing that can come out of this, which I would hope, is Polis do something.
No, don't.
But
don't,
he's
don't.
Not going
no,
to.
Of course
you
not.
You know, I mean, there's
the
freedom
not.
Of speech. And,
of course not. Of course
you
not.
Know, don't the freedom
I mean,
to gather.
Don't, no, no. Don't even think it. I mean, it's Stefan made the case about watching Michael Hancock. I mean, it's watching the city council. They're not taking any votes on this. They're not putting up, you know, any messages or any appeals. And by the way, best of my knowledge, Elliott was involved when they took over city council. The guy, I mean, and the other one is Doloff himself. He's kind of a Lee Harvey Oswald character. He appears a couple of different places.
Yeah.
I mean,
he'll be a hero.
Elliott is an agitator. He's an agent provocateur.
Yeah. Hey, if I can, Pete, sure. I'd like to say something about Joe Biden real quick, if
sure.
I can. You know, he should be interrogated like yesterday on both of these, you know, the issues of the email, his son's email yeah. and his involvement with all of this. Yeah. Because as soon as he gets in, if he wins the election and gets in there, the day one, he'll be impeached. And then what's going to happen mm-hmm. is Harris will take over the helm. She'll yeah. be in there, and Nancy will move in as well, VP.
Yeah, I mean, remember, I mean, Pat Buchanan did a great column on Donald Trump in, quote, the second term, the odds for the second term, and it's brilliant.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's entitled, Can Trump Pull a Second Rabbit Out of the Hat? All we can do at this point is hope that it's going to happen. It's going to be a rough go. Now we got Thursday night. We have the next debate, and you know, what would you tell Donald Trump going into that debate? Keep your hands up. You know, keep the jab in his face, but don't go bat crap on him. Let him talk.
Yeah.
But I don't. Well, do you know anybody that has not decided on how they're going to vote?
Well, no, I don't.
And, I don't either.
I mean, that's done. But can I, you know,
sure.
one thing that I think would trigger me, and I think it would trigger you, is if somebody was lying for 3 years, better than 3 years, about you, calling you,
sure.
you know, names and,
yeah.
and trying to undermine your election.
There's somebody out, There's somebody out there right now. You would know who he was, and I'm giving him a warning. Lie about me again. I will tell the truth about you, dude, because I know stuff. And this guy,
yep.
Lie about me again. Next time you do, I will tell the truth, and I'll make it hurt. So, no, it's okay. But there's a give and take in this. And this guy knows who he is. Lie again. I'll tell the truth. And when the truth is found, poof, you're going to have family trouble. You're not going to have any problems. You're going to have trouble with your family. I guarantee
yeah.
it.
So, well,
yeah, that's worse.
That's the worst kind of crap.
You're going to have trouble with the old lady. Guarantee it.
Yeah.
So,
right.
But that's, well, but Trump, you know, Trump has that hide, man. I mean, he can't, you got to, you know, try and bust him through. But I'm really honestly worried, truly worried. Cory Gardner's beat. That game's over.
Yeah, well, I would assume so. I don't think he had much of a chance going out.
He did. He had a million chances to do advertising, attack, dirty box, rough him up in the debates. He did none of those things.
Well, you know, that second debate with Kyle Clark, I mean, they
should have walked out.
They wouldn't let him. Oh, we'll get right back to you on that. Yeah. He ran out of time. We're changing subject. Yeah. And he sat up there. He should have gone ape crap.
Should have went after him about Tom Clemens' murder. He should have gone after him about the road home, the roads, the highways. Really, what did you do in Turin? Who did you meet with? And why did you come back and suddenly announce you're running for president after meeting with the Bilderberg? Those are like, well, 101s.
Yeah. And he should have gone after the moderators as well. I mean, he should have gone there and go nuts. What the hell?
Not even walked in. Just said, no, I'm sorry. When you're here, I won't be here. Bubba, thanks, man. We have a line open. Right now, home affordability may be a lot better than most people believe. Low mortgage rates provide shoppers with more buying power. You spend less on interest so you can afford more at home. I know the people can help you, navigate this process. American Financing. Now, I like American Financing because they're really in it for you. There's no upfront fees, no pressure, simple conversations around ways to get you into your home for and much less. That includes a custom loan rate that's real low, access to down payment assistance, really easier than you think. It's worth a call, American Financing, to learn more. Call American Financing at 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182-334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. For real, 303-695-7000. Call them today. By the holidays, you got a lot less of a payment a month, and you're saving dough. We are 710 KNUS.
Listen live at radio.com. The Peter Boyle Show.
Bang. Lines are jammed up back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Stephen Tubbs, 3 o'clock this afternoon. Others are rocking. Steph's talking. Monday, October 19th, 71 the high and 73 tomorrow, 75 by Wednesday. I have, when I got this new free TV and then I start to get into these geek outs, have you seen The Boys? I mean, Billy Thorpe said, you got to see The Boys. And I finished the final episode of the second season during your Denver Bronco game yesterday. I said, no, I came home from a great brunch and but I had to go back to work on the stories, but I thought, no, I'm going to take some time. And I watched the last two episodes of The Boys. That's like the most bizarre show I think I've ever seen. I love Cobra Kai and all this kind of stuff. And for the last decade, cable and satellite's given you lots of tricks and not many treats. Do not accept their bait and switch pricing, sneaky fees, and customer service. I had a friend from Comcast at my house on Saturday. And I said, well, how does this work? And I said, how does this work? That's how it works. I don't know how it works, but it works. I don't have to pay any increased fees. I own it. It's time to call our friends at Free TV. Honest advice, Free TV offers the best television internet solutions for less, $50 a month. The average customer saves, well, me, $1,500. I save $2,000 a year. Their experts, consultants, and installers have your best interest at heart. If you're a wrestling fan, they got some stuff on the cable part of it that's, you know, the WWE stuff that's, I recommend it's best for you and transparent in how you save the most money every month. For real. Their website is FREETVEE.com, FREETVEE.com, 303-794-8600. Call them direct. They offer consultations where one of their experts can help you decide if cutting the cord is right, and it's right. I love it. 303-794-8600. It's smart. A quick 5 minutes can save you all that dough plus the television stuff. It's so much better. FREETVEE.com, 303-794-8600. Call them today. We go to Lynn on line one. Lynn, thank you and good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. Two things. I voted for Cory because we need to keep the Senate seat, but I do think his commercials and his fight for this, his place was very tepid. And I just rolled my eyes at these commercials, but I want him to win because we need the seat. And then the second thing is I stand with Trump with facing this coronavirus head on. I'm over 65. But I believe in, you know, being cautious and respectful, but not being so fearful. And my concern is, I don't believe the polls, but my concern is some people might think somehow, I hope not, that Biden would have done a better job with this, because Trump did a great job with this, and it's so tragic to lose as many people as we have. But I do think there would have been a lot more, and I think he did a great job with it. Oh. And, you know, it was a uncharted territory, but
I voted for him as far as fighting it. Okay, I voted for Corey as well. So, you know, I voted for Corey. But there's a reason why the Democratic Party has pulled its money out of Colorado. It's canceled all of it because they got Corey up. And there's these tracking polls that are pretty damn accurate. And they got Corey up by double digits. And even if it comes in at, you know, 9 points or 10 points, it doesn't matter. But when it's said and done, this is the real question. Who do they blame? You know, when you get beat in a fight and you sit down and it's happened to me many times. When your corner talks to you, when your coach talks to you and it tells you why you got beat, but they've been getting beat. You know, they got beat with Walker Stapleton. They've been beat and beat and beat and beat and beat again. They don't look at each other and say, why did we just get beat?
Mm-hmm.
And they're in, I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, the ads were self-evident. Where was the John Hickenlooper Road Home creating the homeless problem ad? Did you see it? No. Did you see?
No.
No, I mean, the death of Tom Clements, I think, is a hell of an ad, but maybe a little more intricate. The Turin, the Bilderberg ad, but the overcrowding in the mountains. I mean, the guy's governor for, he never did anything about expanding roads. What he did to Jack Phillips with the appointed commissions that attacked Jack Phillips, those were great ads, and they never did them. And so, and he showed up. Nine is operating that last debate. And we see the duplicitous of Nine involving in the murder of Lee Keltner. He should have stood up and said, I'm not going in, but I know this. There was a big group of Republicans who said, no, go to the debate. He went to the debate, and Hickenlooper not only survived it, but probably clipped him. He could have made national news by saying, I'm not going near this debate because it's this media. These people are involved in this man's murder, directly or indirectly, but I'm not showing up.
Well, who were his advisors? Why wouldn't he put on commercials that were...
Well, tomorrow we're going to have George Anthosopoulos on, who has been... a critic of the Republicans as I am. It's the same advisors, same commercial houses, the same the same monetary funders. But when you keep getting beat, don't you ever ask a question, why am I getting beat? You know,
I would think so.
Well, in our business right now, I know a major radio station had unbelievably low ratings, and they can't look at themselves. And back when I was a kid starting out in this business, it's so competitive. If you had a bad book, which is ratings, you know, and you went into the boss's office, they're gonna say, hey, they're gonna eat your lunch, they're gonna give you another shot at it, and that's all you get. And then they find somebody else. And it's, you know, it's nature's way, it's man's way. But Cory Gardner beat, you know, a lousy opponent in a good time. He beat Udall. Big deal. Beating Udall at that point was like stepping on baby chicks. And for 6 years, I didn't see Cory Gardner do anything. He ran from Trump for a long, long time, and then he said, no, we better go get back in bed with Trump. And Colorado is an anti-Trump state. That's the truth.
Yes.
Anybody thinks mm-hmm. that Donald Trump's going to carry Colorado, I mean, my heavens. And the Democrats outplayed him, outweighed him, they outspent him, and he dangled in the wind. And he looked like a doofus. And... Now
it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch it. It's just.
But that's.
I don't understand the disconnect.
Because they're Republicans. That's the answer. I mean, I know that I got many, many angry emails or people that say that I'm a Democrat. I'm just, please. You know, I hate the Democratic Party and I despise the Republican Party. And these people that support Donald Trump, like me, we're not Republicans. I'm not a Republican. I'm a Donald Trump supporter.
Well, Peter, I'm a staunch Republican, and I don't like to criticize, but I have to be honest. I wanted people to fight like Trump. That's why we voted for him.
Sure, but
if you don't Republican,
Lynn, if you don't, who will? You know, Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan's great line: "If not us, then who? And if not now, then when?" And if somebody doesn't say the Republican Party in Colorado is a show that has an S in front of it, then what you're going to do is allow them to do it again in two more years or four more years.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to call them out on it. I love you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
All right. We'll do it again tomorrow. Stefan, this afternoon. Billy Thorpe, thanks, man. What are we watching? Two times the guy's claimed his crew, his news crew. Oof. If you're Channel 9, let the man say, be afraid. Be very afraid. See you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Take care, everybody. Thank you.
Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet.